Test 6. Listening, Part 2. You will hear Gavin McFarland, the manager of a football club, talking to some students about his work. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. You will need to play the recording twice.
Hello, I'm Gavin McFarland, and I gather you're interested in hearing about the life of a football manager. Well, I manage a not very successful team, and if I don't put you off it as a career, nothing will. Let me start with the worst thing about the work, and it affects most managers. My job security is extremely limited. I'm the club's 8th manager in 10 years, and I'll almost certainly get fired if the team continues to do badly. If I'm lucky and they begin to show signs of life, I might be told I can stay till the end of the season, with no guarantees beyond that. In fact, on my office door, there's a nameplate that simply says manager. No name permitted. No need to replace it for the next manager. For that reason, many managers live apart from their families in rented accommodation. There's no point in going through the upheaval of moving to another town if you'll probably have to move again months later. I'm lucky. My home is a half-hour drive away, so I can live there. Then, if your club isn't very well off, with hardly any staff or equipment, and very few have the resources of some of the best-known clubs, you'll find yourself doing all sorts of things, simply because there's nobody else, and you can't afford to bring someone in. Last summer, my wife painted some of the offices, and let me assure you, she wasn't paid for that, while it fell to me to paint the dressing rooms, the whole lot. Not a bad job, but not what I was expecting when I became a football manager. Right, I'd better go on to the nitty-gritty of the job. At the heart of it is recruitment, particularly of players, of course. I knew I'd be judged on the basis of the first player I brought in. I simply had to get it right, or I'd soon be out on my ear. Night after night, I went to watch matches around the country to look for talent and hopefully persuade a player I could see had potential to join us. The first player I signed up has been very good for us. Since then, I've brought in 2 more guys, and they're doing well. Long may it continue. Another interesting part of the job is the regular press conferences. We time them so they don't coincide with the ones held by bigger clubs in the region. Otherwise, we wouldn't manage to attract any reporters at all. As it is, we're lucky to get more than half a dozen. I enjoy the conversation. Some of them really want to catch you out, and making sure you don't say anything you shouldn't is quite a challenge. I'm normally involved in training sessions along with the coach. 2 days ago, we worked the players into the ground, so yesterday we gave them a fun session, concentrating on ball control and ending up with some practice for the goalkeepers. OK, now it's time to take...
That is the end of Part 2. Now turn to Part 3.